wish you all of you a very, very happy Eid.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah.
As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah.
As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah.
As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah.
My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our beautiful program Eid with Madani Channel. MashaAllah Azawajal, today is the third day of our Eid transmission. And MashaAllah Azawajal, on my right side, we have Haroon Bhai as normal. Alhamdulillah Azawajal. Gee, we've got MashaAllah Khalid Bhai. SubhanAllah. How are you? Everything okay?
Alhamdulillah.
JazakAllah for giving us your time. You're a very busy person. MashaAllah. Allah Ta'ala give you more barakat. MashaAllah Azawajal. And we've also got Shuaib Bhai. One personal question I wanted to ask both of you guys. Shall we do the tilawat first? And then inshallah, that's a good idea in it. So inshallah, let's do the tilawat and then we can go into that as well. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Sayaqulu as-sufaha'u minan nas ma wallahum an قبلتهم التي كانوا عليها قل لله المشرق والمغرب يهدي من يشاء إلى صراط مستقيم وكذلك جعلناكم أمة وسطا لتكونوا شهداء على الناس ويكون الرسول عليكم شهيدا وما جعلنا القبلة التي كنت عليها إلا لنعلم من يتبع الرسول ممن ينقلب على عقبيه وإن كانت لكبيرة إلا على الذين هدى الله وما كان الله ليضيع إيمانكم إن الله بالناس لرؤوف رحيم آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم ما شاء الله سجل listen to a kalam from Shuaib Bhai ما شاء الله
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله اللہ کی سرتاب قدر شان ہے یہ انسان ہی انسان وہ انسان ہے یہ انسان ہی انسان وہ انسان ہے یہ sallallahu alayka ya rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya habiballah very beautiful kalam written by Allah Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Allah rahmatur rahman inshallah mil kar padhenge kal ki tarah to iski barkat bhi hasil hogi maza bhi aayega inshallah
sabse ola سے اولا اعلی ہمارا نبی سب سے بالا اعلی ہمارا نبی سب سے بالا اعلی ہمارا نبی اپنے سبھی مشعلے شمع وہ لے کر آیا ہمارا نبی شمع وہ لے کر آیا ہمارا نبی جس کے
چاہیے دینے والا ہمارا نبی دینے والا ہے سچا، ہمارا نبی سب سے اولا سب چمک والے اوجلوں میں چمکا کیے اندیشوں میں چمکا ہمارا نبی غمزدہ کو رضا مجدہ دی جے کے
Today is going to be the last day for our Eid transmission. MashaAllah Azawajal, a very packed program today, Alhamdulillah. Harun bhai, I wanted to ask a question. Well, a few viewers have asked him, MashaAllah, you're a barrister, Alhamdulillah. What was your first job? Barely, you know, go back 50, 60 years back.
50, 60 years back. Well, about
this first job was about 80 years ago. What are you on about?
Probably.
Do you not have a part-time job?
One of the retail stores, a Saturday job.
All right,
okay. In college.
Okay. Mashallah. Halabi, yours. You don't have to answer it, but if you want to.
No, I remember as a student, I wanted to work as a student, and my father got me a job in an engineering firm during the holidays.
Mashallah.
And I used to go there. And my first year was making tea for everybody that was there.
Allah.
So 30, 40, and they're all Desi people there. They used to make dudpati for them all, 30, 40. And then I'd do a little bit of work.
Proper tea, achha.
Proper dudpati, yeah. We used to make about 30, 40 people. Used to put the water on, start making the tea, and then I'd take the orders for the pastries and the butties and one of sandwiches. And then I'd make the tea for them and serve them and then clear up afterwards.
See, there's nothing wrong with that. It's good.
Alhamdulillah.
You should promise us for all these days. I've never seen it.
Subhanallah, that's brilliant, mashallah, Azawajal.
Catch up, you so?
I can't say yes.
I will, actually, I'll tell you what, I will make you a cup of tea right now, because the kitchen's only outside there, on one condition. Whoever's in the studio today, I'll make you all a cup of tea. You all make intention to go on a 3-day Madani Kafla.
Inshallah. It's not fair you're making the
tea. I'll go make a cup of tea.
Don't forget the biscuit.
I was just going to come back to the beautiful kalam that showed by Iraq. This is one of Allah Hazrat's masterpieces.
And you know what is? That was my first ever kalam I listened to.
Allah.
You know, when I used to go to Pakistan, our Jame Masjid in Chakswari Bazaar, every day in the morning after Fajr, they used to read this kalam of Allah Hazrat. And I think, subhanAllah, so beautiful. But when you come into the mahol, then you realize,
I'll tell you one of the beauties of Madni channels. You know, the Naat Khan, mashallah, Allah bless them. They always think of new tarz to do the kalam on. And I heard one on this, because traditionally the tarz you've read is the one that we've always traditionally heard.
This is the traditional tarz.
This is the traditional tarz. And last year, and I heard this tarz for the first time. And it was brilliant. I just couldn't get it out of my head. I think, how did it go now?
Sab se o la la hamara nabi apne mola ka pyara hamara nabi.
You know the kalam we were talking about, Allah Hazrat's masterpiece.
MashaAllah.
I read it on Monday Channel a few years ago. I did a translation of that.
Thik.
So if you allow me, I'll just run through that as an Eid gift for the viewers as well. Sabse ola wala hamara nabi, sabse bala wala hamara nabi, apne maula ka pyara hamara nabi, dono alam ka dula
hamara nabi.
The spirit of our lives is our prophet. The essence of our souls is our prophet. The comfort of our eyes is our prophet. Our hope of salvation is our prophet. Mulk-e-kaunain mein anbiya tajdar. Tajadarun ka aka hamara nabi. The leader of the leaders is our prophet. The noblest of the noble is our prophet. The highest of the high is our prophet. The master of all the prophets is our prophet. The greatest of mankind is our prophet. Bazme akhir ka shamma firoza hue hua noore avval ka jalwa hamara nabi. Bujh gayi jiske aage sabhi mashalein shammawel wo leke aaya hamara nabi. Distinguished and unique is our prophet. The first light of creation is our prophet. The shining light of creation is our prophet. The guiding light of creation is our prophet. Indeed, the light of Allah is our prophet.
Allah.
Jiske talwu ka dovan hai aabe hayat hai wo jaane masiha hamara nabi. Ghamzadu ko raza mujda dijiye ke hai bekasun ka sahara hamara nabi. The healer of the sick is our prophet. The curer of the diseased is our prophet. The helper of the helpless is our prophet. The reviver of the hearts is our prophet. The fountain of life is our prophet. The savior of humanity is our
Subhanallah.
Prophet. Husn khata hai jiske namak ki qasam hai wo malih dilara hamara nabi. The highest and greatest is our prophet. The most Allah. Elegant and sublime is our prophet. More beautiful than the sun rises, our prophet. The distributor of paradise is our prophet. The journeyer through the skies is our prophet. The prince of the worlds is our prophet. Allah's beloved is our prophet. The beginning of beauty is our prophet. The definition of beauty is our prophet. The high point of beauty is our prophet. The distributor of beauty is our prophet. Most beautiful from afar is our prophet. Most handsome from close is our prophet. Indeed, the prophet of prophets is our prophet.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Pata lagna sabak sunai re sun hai. MashaAllah, that's brilliant.
Dua karo ye sabak pakka hai.
Ji, we got MashaAllah Azawajal. I think Khalid bhai is at his job in. Kya baat hai? Can we see Khalid
bhai? Oh, MashaAllah.
Chalo, everything's already MashaAllah. Today, because it's the last day of Eid in this studio in Bari, so MashaAllah Azawajal, Khalid bhai lives in Bari. He didn't have to do that, but we're not going to stop him in it, MashaAllah Azawajal. Ji, Khalid bhai, MashaAllah
Azawajal. Get a drop in this today, Afzal.
No, don't worry,
this is especially for you because you're the host. So you can have the khushkar.
Put him on this side.
No,
it's not. Oh,
JazakAllah, MashaAllah.
MashaAllah.
You can have the plate, inshaAllah. We'll give them technical staff something to eat as well.
MashaAllah Azawajal. I think our viewers will be watching what's going on here today. But alhamdulillah Azawajal. Today is the last day of our Eid transmission. Our topic today will be about
reflection on Ramadan.
So I want you to speak while I say I can eat.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ramadan was a blessing of Allah Azza wa Jalla.
MashaAllah.
And there was a lot that we needed to achieve. And there's very little that we have. You know, we don't know. The other thing is, I think it was, you know, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Amir al-Sunnah quotes this in Fezzan Ramadan. He says that, really, Eid is the day when you know your deeds are accepted in the court of Allah.
What's going to go past? The time's going to go past. What will be remembered is what we did here. And I think a lot of us are going to regret it. Unfortunately, we wasted a lot of time during the month of Ramadan. But I think still, I think people need to reflect and say, okay, maybe we've not achieved what we wanted to achieve. But what do we want to do now? All right, you know, they say that, okay, you've not done as much as you wanted to do, but whilst this heart's still beating, you've got an opportunity to make amends. We see Ramadan next year, but in the meantime,
we don't know.
Let's try and do as much as we can.
The topic is reflection on Ramadan. Just sit back sometimes and just think, what did I do in Ramadan? What could I have done better? That's the only way that you're going
to
better yourself.
The pious people of the past, they used to, for 6 months prior to Ramadan, they used to do dua that Allah blesses with Ramadan.
MashaAllah.
Yeah? They used to do dua that Allah blesses with Ramadan. Ya Allah blesses with Ramadan. And then when Ramadan used to go for 6 months, they used to ponder over what they've achieved in Ramadan, and they used to do dua, ya Allah, whatever good deeds I have done, have they been accepted?
Coming back to a bayan that Khalid bhai did many, many years ago, and I'll tell you what, it was very kind of inspiring because it made you sit and think. What he said was, you know, when you get an opportunity to do a sin, a guna, and that opportunity comes and you take, say it's looking at the wrong thing, and the shaitan, you know, pushes you and says, go on, look at it, whatever, yeah? And you do it. The lazat, the heart's desire, what's the word I'm looking for? The contentment, the pleasure that you get lasts only a few seconds or maybe a minute. But that deed has been written down now and will stay in your book of deeds.
Allahu Akbar.
For all of your life, for all the time you're in the grave, on the plains of resurrection and beyond. Now let's flip it around. If you get an opportunity to do a good deed, a lot of us think that it's not farz or wajib, like we said with the six fasts of Shawwal. So doesn't matter. And you know, you missed that opportunity, or you know, to do a good deed, yeah? But say you did a good deed, and it was hard. Say you kept the 6 fasts of Shawwal. Talk about difficult, and again, these 6 days will go by. But for the rest of your life, those 6 fasts of Shawwal stay in your book of deeds. They may be helping you in your grave, may help you on the day of resurrection when your deeds are being weighed, and may be the reason for you to go into Jannah. And it was very beautiful. What he said was, look, we don't know. So we should take every opportunity to do good deeds and avoid every sin, whether small or big.
Never leave a hardship. Never leave a good deed for the sake of hardship, because the hardship will disappear and the good deed will stay with you forever.
Subhanallah.
Never commit a sin for the sake of pleasure. The pleasure will disappear, but the sin will stay with you
Allah
forever.
Allahu Akbar.
And don't just think that because I've done them, that's enough. You know, a lot of us remember our good deeds. We've said it many, many times. We remember our good deeds. We remember our Hajj, our Umrah, Itikaf, our Quran. We remember all them things. One, we don't know if that's been accepted. And that's the first thing that we need to do, dua that Allah, whatever we have done, if we have done anything, then Allah Azza wa Jalla, please accept it. If in doing the ibadat, if in doing that talawat, if in doing that extra nafal zikr, if we committed any sins in the process of doing that, then Allah Azza wa Jalla, forgive us and give us the ability to rectify ourselves in the future. And the people of the past used to do this continuously for 6 months after Ramadan. But that's the first thing. Second thing is, like you say, reflect on Ramadan, that what have we achieved? What do we want to do? And where do we want to be next Ramadan if Allah Azza wa Jalla gives us a life? And I think, you know, the Ramadan should be a springboard. It should be a springboard that how you move forward with your life, how you can live your life. And Ramadan is not just, shouldn't be like, you know, a lot of people on the day of Jummah, they take off, they get the jubba on, they get the topi on, they go to the masjid, read namaz, take the topi off, take the jubba off, and forget the masjid. Mm-hmm. Ramadan can't be like that as well, that for 1 month you've tried, you've struggled, you've strived, you tried to live a good life, and at the end of that month, you take off your imam tree, put it in the cupboard, you put the Quran Park on the top shelf, you know, you give it one last kiss before you put it up there, and you leave it there for the next 12 months. You take your jubba off, and you never go to the masjid again, you never read the Quran again, you never read your namaz again, and you wait until maybe next year that you get. That, if that's what's happening, then, you know, you've not achieved a lot in Ramadan because you're back to your old ways. The whole idea of Ramadan is so that we can discipline ourselves, we can achieve something, we can move something forward, and we can take it further.
You know, they say that these are the biggest tricks of the shaitan. That number one, he makes you think that, you know, you've done really good in Ramadan. But the thing is, you've only done good, the ulama, the Quran, they mention, how do you know that your ibadat has been accepted? One way of finding that out is that if you are still firm on your good deeds, that is a sign that Allah Ta'ala has accepted your ibadat. And if you've moved away from them, yeah, you're back to square one again. Just like someone goes for Hajj, he gets the title of a Haji, but if that Hajj hasn't saved him from the sins, then it's just a title, isn't it?
I remember Hafsab, I don't know if I've mentioned it here with you before, but I remember an Imam Sahib mentioned this story to me. And I'm not going to agree with what the masjid chairman did. What happened on the day of Eid? They called in a scholar from outside to read the Eid namaz. And the Eid namaz, after doing the speech, he got down ready to, you know, he sat on the prayer mat whilst they were making some announcements. And so he was facing the Qibla and everybody was behind him. And the chairman of the masjid, he made some announcements, but the chairman of the masjid said that, you know, Eid namaz, okay, it's good if you read it, but Fajr is farz upon you. So all of you that didn't read your Fajr this morning,
you remember,
right? Read it now before we do the Eid namaz, yeah?
Mm.
Now, it's wrong, you shouldn't have done that, because one, committing a sin is wrong, but also exposing your sin and letting other people know that you committed a sin is wrong as well. Anyway, but what happened was, this Imam Sahib there, he's sitting on the prayer mat, and he said, I didn't want to look behind me, but it got the better of me. And I eventually looked behind me, and he said a good 80, 90% of the people hadn't read Fajr on the day of Eid. So if for 30 days you've read Fajr, and on the day of Eid, I mean, we're reflecting here about Ramadan, but I want also the viewers themselves to reflect on the first 2 days of Eid. That how were you for 30 days, and how have you been for the last 3 days? And if they are the same, other than fasting, then marhaba.
Allah. Yeah?
If not, then you need to think about it.
That's a brilliant answer, mashallah.
I've had special instructions. Now, it sounded like don't give them to Hafsab, but it may have been given to Hafsab.
No, that's fine,
alhamdulillah.
He's on a diet.
He's on a seafood diet.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayka ya Rasul Allah, wa sallam alayka ya Habib Allah.
fatha se yehi chitti mili ho daste shah fatha se yehi chitti mili ho aur yaad e muhammad
back to our topic, last few closing remarks.
I think, Abhisab, alhamdulillah, we've had some good programs during Ramzan and Mubarak, and with the Eid Sirs last week, we tried to kind of make it a little lighthearted for our audience. May Allah Azawajal accept it from us. If we've made any mistakes, may Allah Azawajal forgive us. But I want to leave you with a little story, which, you know, our topic today was reflection on Ramzan. And there was something I watched many, many years ago, probably as a teenager, and it stuck with me. And it's something that helps us reflect. There was a child, and he was insisting on something, and his relatives or his parents were saying, no, no. And for the child, not having this thing was the end of the world. You know, it was like everything he wanted, and it was his entire world. And then there was an earthquake, right? And then all the family were running for their lives and everything else. And, you know, after the earthquake, they all sat down. And the child kind of realized, it was like, you know, in his early teens. And he realized that this little thing I was asking for was nothing, actually. The world is much bigger. This earthquake woke him up. It took an earthquake to wake him up and realize. And perhaps that's the bubble we're in, because, you know, all our lives, we think it's all about earning a lot of money, and doing the best for your kids, and, you know, and this Ramzan and Mubarak, we were given an opportunity to reflect on who we are and where we're going. And the reality is, Afsab, that we're born into this world for a very short space of time. Allah Azawajal has given us, you know, a short space, we don't know when we're going to die, to do some good deeds. And we'll be gone before we know it. I mean, you know, time flies. Ramzan and Mubarak this year, you expected it to be slow, but it was so fast, it was unbelievable. And this is life. You know, like we started Ramzan, and then the first day, you still remember it, and you remember the last. Your life is going to be like that. You're going to remember the early days, and you're going to remember the end, and you think, what happened?
Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he did tabligh for only 950 years.
Allah.
When he passed away, he was asked a question, how did you find the life of the world? He goes, I entered from one door, walked out the other door.
This is how quick it is, Hafsab, and this is why we need to realize that who we are and where we're going. Life is bigger than earning money, building a house and everything else. Life is about pleasing Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the month of Ramadan came to put you in touch with Allah Azza wa Jalla and Nabi Akreem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now it's done its job. Now it's your job to maintain that relationship.
Khalid Bey.
Time is very short, so I'm just going to finish with one statement. I read it the other day on somewhere, and it said that during Ramadan, when you open your fast, when you open your fast, within a couple of minutes of opening your fast, you forgot all of the struggles throughout the whole of the day.
Allah.
You forgot all of the thirst, you forgot all of your hunger. Within a couple of minutes, you know, as soon as you've had a glass of water, as soon as you've had a few biscuits or something, or whatever it is, that suffering, if you have suffered, no matter how hard it has been forgotten within a few moments. And the writer wrote, and it was beautiful, he says, if you are blessed with Jannat, within a few moments of being in Jannat, you forget all of the struggles of this world.
SubhanAllah.
So this world is here as a test for us, and we need to reflect.
InshaAllah, because it's our last day today for Eid al-Fitr transmission, let's make a short dua.
InshaAllah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, accept all our efforts that we have done in Ramadan and in Eid al-Fitr. Ya Allah, for all the viewers who've been watching and sending us their views and their calls, Ya Allah, bless all the Muslims around the world.
Ameen.
Whatever good we have done, accept that in your court. Whatever du'as that we have made, Ya Allah, if they're beneficial for us, accept them.
Ameen.
And Ya Allah, whatever we've asked from you which wasn't good for us, Ya Allah, give us something better in return.
Ameen.
For all those who passed away in the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah, grant them paradise. Ya Allah, grant us paradise.
Ameen.
Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Al-Ameen Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. Jazakallah khairah, my dear Islam brothers. You've been watching us through Ramadan and on Eid day as well. Take care of yourself. Allah Ta'ala bless you all. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam.
We wish you all of you a very